Welcome to the Real SDR Podcast. No BS. Strategy, tips, and tricks from the best SDRs in the world. Elevate your sales game with killer advice straight from the source. With your host, Mark Williams.
3, 2, 1. What's up, everyone? I've got Jackie Aberry on the line today. She is an AE, fresh out of the SDR role. Congrats. Thank you. What's up, Jackie? How are you? How's your day? What's going on?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm fantastic. We got blue skies here in Mammoth Lakes. I went on a ski tour this morning, a little sunrise, riding POW. I always say you can't beat that life, but you know.
No, you really can. I took a nice little walk this morning.
Everybody's got their thing. Walks, skiing, it's all, as long as you're getting outside, you're breathing in fresh air, that's all that matters.
Super necessary, especially since we're inside all the time now.
That's the worst.
Yep.
I don't know how people do it inside all day. But hey, I want to start things off, of course, ask where you're at quota to date, and you can give me the background when you're an SDR, you can give me the AE side of things. Just tell me where you're at.
Yeah, sure. So I just started as an AE. This will be my second week on the job. So we'll talk about SDR quota, because the AE is a little bit different, looking different. We're on a quarterly quota. So my last quarter, I hit 100%, right on the money.
Let's go.
October,
right on the money.
October, November, December were rough months for our industry, so I can't believe I squeezed it in, but
that's awesome. Happened.
And then I was at 42% of quota for the quarter in the first 2 weeks of January.
Dang.
So I had like 2 months and a half left.
Dang.
So,
and this is right before you got promoted.
Yeah. I got promoted not out of the blue, but to something that I wasn't necessarily expecting.
To me about that, because most people that are going in any AE role have it in their sight for 6 months. They're prepping. They're totally checked out of SDR. They don't know when it's, I mean, talk to me about like your transition.
Yeah, no, that was definitely me. So I started in June as an SDR, out of school, didn't really have like real full professional experience there.
So right.
Knew I wanted to be an AE for sure. And that was kind of something I always just like reiterated to my management, like over and over again.
Yes, preach
so
it.
Sorry to them.
Love it.
So in December, I was like, hey, when is this gonna happen? We're a small startup. We're raising our Series A, which is our second round of funding right now.
Yeah.
And that's set to close in a few months, which is super exciting. So I had that conversation with my VP. He was like, Jackie, this AE position, it's yours once we close our Series A.
Wow.
And I came back at him and I was like, hey, what if I stepped into a hybrid role before the Series A closes?
Yeah.
Kind of work on some SMB accounts,
yes,
but also still do SDR work. And he's like, that's a great idea. I don't know if I have time to coach you, but I'll let you know. I'll come back to you. So 3 weeks later, I hadn't really heard anything. I had sent off an email that honestly, like, props to my VP. He's the best, Jonathan Morris. But I just like berate him with things.
I love it.
I sent him a very persuasive email. I hadn't heard back. And then
how ballsy, what did you say?
I was just like, Jonathan, like, please, like, take another chance on me. Like, I will not.
Yes.
I'm all about asking for what you want.
Yeah. So let's talk about that for a second. It's super, I mean, selling yourself internally is probably harder than selling your product.
Especially when
you're going up the food chain. And so talk to me about like, how was your SDR manager? Like, how was he involved in this? And then how did you like get the balls to go up and like send that first email, but then also like follow up with the super persuasive email?
Yeah. Well, so my SDR manager, her name is Dara. She's absolute, like an absolute gem. Just probably like the epitome of perfect management. She also like is an SDR as well. So
oh, yeah.
Like, she just manages all that. And she always knew that was something, because we're such a small company. We're like 30 people right now. Mm-hmm. I had a pretty direct line to both her, but also my VP.
Awesome.
And so that direct communication was always there. I was kind of always like trying to make a good impression, like right from the start with him, yeah. and really get like in his ear. I always say, yeah. if anyone, because we're hiring 3 more SDRs right now, so if anyone is looking or is interested, come work with me. Yeah. But I always say to anyone that's like interviewing, like, you have to get in to the good graces of the higher ups at your company, especially if you're at a startup, because that's going to make or break your career. Like,
and how do you do that? Like, how do you do that without like being a kiss ass and like,
yeah.
just, you know, there's like that thin line of like being annoying and also like pushing yourself and like, you know, advertising yourself. Like, what do you feel is like the perfect mix of selling yourself?
Yeah, I think it comes with a few things. One is like hitting quota.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you just got to do your job.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing is things outside of your role. Like, if you see ways the company can improve, this is especially relevant for startups. And like, I can talk all day about being at a startup and loving like the visibility that you can have into all of the different aspects of the industry. But like, hey, I saw that marketing was doing this. Like, maybe we tweaked this and this would help. Like, offering up suggestions how to help elsewhere. And really being like, hey, this person, like, we could use her, not just for an SDR role. Like, that's what's going to make or break that. That's kind of my 2 cents on like really getting in their good graces, is just doing your job and helping other people do their job better.
Yeah, that's rad. Well, congratulations. I think that's.
Hey. Yeah. So, but basically my account executive that I've been working with since I started, he decided to depart our company. We're in great graces with him. He just decided to pursue a different opportunity. And so instead of stepping into like a hybrid SMB role, they were like, hey, here's the entire Northeast. You can just have it.
Whoa.
And I've been working like 3 enterprise deals this week, which is
oh my gosh.
It's a lot.
Oh my gosh. That's so rad.
But it's sweet. It's really sweet.
All right. So what's been the transition like? What are things that you've really taken from your SDR role into your AE role? Kind of talk to me about just the whole transition and everything.
Yeah, I would say one of the easiest parts about the transition is that I have been practicing demoing for like 3 months already.
Talk to me about that. Like, so when you were in SDR, you were demoing, and was that like just for fun? Was that like part of an initiative
That was more of my own, because I wanted to like be ready for the position. But like, I think the last quarter of when I was an SDR, I got the SDR work down so that I'd like bang it out in 2 or 3 hours a day, and then the rest of the day just like either sit in on like meetings and demos about our products, because it's fairly complex.
Yeah.
But also, I am a huge proponent of using video for outreach.
Love
for
it.
Like during the sales cycle. And so I often create demo videos. And I think that like gave me my own practice for that.
That's killer. And is your guys's, is the platform pretty easy to demo? Like, do you guys use like sales engineers, or do you guys do?
Oh no.
Okay.
Yeah, like we're growing very quickly, so a lot of that will be at our disposal, but our sales team has had to be very innovative and kind of like doing everything.
That's awesome.
Everything on your own.
I love that. So you were really prepping yourself like way before getting some of those things dialed in.
Yeah. But that helps with your SDR role too, because the better you know your industry, your product, the better you can add value when you're speaking to potential clients and customers and whatnot.
If you had to do it again, when would you recommend starting to do that, get into that process and like starting to learn all that stuff?
I mean, honestly, like as soon as possible. I was sitting in on every single demo that I booked for my AE from the very beginning. You don't have to do that. Some companies, it kind of depends on the product. And it depends on how you prospect, I think, as well.
What do you mean by that?
I have a very personal way of prospecting. And so I think a lot of our clients and people we work with, they feel like they know me before they even get on the first call, which is funny. Like, people would get on the call and be like, "Jackie, really nice to see you again." I'm like,
"Oh my gosh,
never talked to you before." Like, having that visibility there instead of just throwing them on with the AE that they don't know or haven't interacted with, that helps the sales cycle too. But then it helps you learn as well. So
love it. Love it. All right. So tell me, like, when you're in the SDR role, since it's so fresh, give me like top 3-4 keys to success for you.
Sure. The first thing I would say is figure out what works well for your industry and also what works well for you. Those two things combined. When I started, we sell to director of customer experiences, director of customer service. We're a customer service AI platform technology. And so that's who we're selling to. We're not selling to salespeople, which like is a very different kind of thing. Figuring out how to sell to that specific ICP is very important, but then also figuring out what works well for you. When I came in, Dara, my boss, had been the only SDR at the company. And so when I first got on, like the first 3 weeks that I actually started prospecting, I was kind of mimicking what she was doing. And I didn't book a meeting for the first 3 weeks.
Interesting.
Like, I was like, shit, this is not working. Like, let me figure out what is going to work for me. And I kind of revamped that. For me, it was like focusing on a very specific subset of companies, which is another thing that another key takeaway I would say, or advice, is that I think it's super important to focus on maybe like a small set of companies each month.
Yeah. Love it.
Widen who you're targeting at the companies. So not just like your ideal customer profile, but also like the COO, the COO, the CEO, depends on if the size of the company, but
sure.
You get my drift there.
Yeah. Okay. I want to ask something like, so when you were figuring out how to sell to CX people, like, how did you figure that out?
I think the sales market in general now, like, people are using video, people are using LinkedIn, like all that kind of thing. Customer service side, like, honestly, it was beneficial because it's a little bit less tapped. So if I really engaged with them, like on LinkedIn, and then sent them a personalized email based off of that, or sent them a video and I would like have a sign with their name on it. Like, I'm gonna watch this. But I found that over time, like, it kind of depends on the time period as well. Like, people were really engaging with my videos in Q3, Q4, nothing.
Interesting. Like, interesting.
Absolutely nothing. So you just got to be flexible. I mean, you just figure out kind of what works, but you got to be passionate about it, because if you don't like how you're doing it, it's probably not going to work well.
I love it. Love it. So figuring out how to sell to your ICP and then really diving in and figuring out which companies you're going to go after. What else do you got? What's good?
I would say like asking, I mean, we kind of touched on this a bit, but internally selling yourself as well. So that you can like have the help of people in your company. Because when you first start out as an SDR anywhere, understanding what you're selling is extremely important. And knowing how to show real value. And so like, I would ask my AE or my VP or Dara, like, questions literally all day long. Not in an annoying way, like, "Hey, I don't understand this." Like, I think just not being afraid to ask those questions, but also just not being afraid to like push past the little part in your brain that's saying like, "I don't want to do this."
Yeah, totally. And there's like a part of humility there too, of of not thinking you know it all and like being open to learning new things and just being curious, I think is super cool.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's super important. I think pushing past that little voice too, like during your prospecting, mm-hmm. is like, people are not picking up the phone these days, like the way that in terms of like sales reps, like aren't calling nearly as much were previously, you know? Mm-hmm. And I think like really honing in on what value you can provide, but not being afraid to call like these high level execs is like huge. There's this one, as an example, there's this one company that we're working with. We're just starting their sales cycle with them. I'm super pumped. I've been trying to get them as a client forever because I'm a customer. I engage with their platform all the time and their customer service is frankly just straight out bad. It's like terrible.
That's so awesome.
It's so terrible. And I'm like emailing their customer support and I'm like, I can solve the problem that I'm frustrated about. Like,
dang.
This is like mind blowing. And one day I just got so mad that I called literally their COO, their CEO, their customer experience head, people below. I left voicemails for all of them. I was like, look, like, this is what I'm seeing. I can help you with this. And then I texted them and then I sent them follow-up emails. And that night the COO emailed me and he's like, you've got our attention. Let's talk on Monday.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Dude, that's so rad. I love that.
Yeah.
Just like that personal like conviction and like going through that experience. Like, oh my gosh, there's nothing better than that.
No. Yeah. And that comes with like focusing on a small, like, mm-hmm. target companies. Like if you have 200 companies, you can't call 10 people at that company. That mm-hmm. slightly unrealistic. Mm-hmm. In a month.
How many companies do you focus on, like, would you say in a week, month?
Yeah, in a month I would say I like build out a list of like my top 30.
Okay.
And then I'll usually have like two lists almost, so I focus on that list. I'll like go through it every day, see when I've like reached out to them last. And kind of, if I run out, I'll move to the other one, but I'm a pretty unorganized person. And that's like the only way that I've found, like, I can keep myself in check.
Dang. I love that hyper-focus though. And the way you pick these companies, obviously now they're in like the Northeast. Were you in a territory before, or did you kind of get to choose like, oh, I want to go after this person? How'd that work?
Yeah, we had set territories, but I mean, mine was huge. It was the whole East Coast,
wow.
Canada and the UK.
Okay.
But what was great about my AE leaving was that I have covered the exact same territory that I did when I was an SDR.
Dang.
So a lot of those relationships that I built, like, they're still there, and it's like much easier walk in to like start the deal again or keep going with where we picked up.
But now it's your deal and you get to close it. You get to make the money.
Yeah, it's kind
and
of
you fun. Get to make that big old paycheck.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Definitely it's a good feeling for sure.
That's tight. I love that. What would you say would be like, if you had to give advice to someone that's going into the AE role or who's prepping to go into the AE role, what would you say is like a couple things that someone in the SDR role can start doing like right now to get prepped to become just like a killer AE or just get the role?
Yeah. I think if you're like, hey, I'm probably going to be able to get this soon, or like you're in that timeline, like hopefully you have your SDR work down like pat. I mean, if you don't, then you're probably not ready for that AE role yet.
That's tight.
Completely honest. But if you have that down, like block out 2 hours a day where you focus on, hey, how can I better prepare myself for this AE role?
That's awesome advice right there.
Yeah, it comes with like knowing the product inside and out, mm-hmm. knowing your value props, knowing how to demo before you even get into the role. Like, that mm-hmm. is super huge. One thing for me, and I mean, I am very new to sales. Like, there are all these legal things and like the whole sales cycle where I'm like, what is this?
Yeah. Totally.
I was on a call with my VP and this guy asked for a document and I was like, I was like, I gotta be honest. I looked up that term like 2 hours ago. I was like, this is where you need to hold my hand. Like,
yeah, yeah.
You promoted me fresh because I'm gonna close deals for you, but I don't know how to do these things. So yeah. I think learning honestly as much as you can from your AEs is gonna be huge. I developed a pretty strong relationship with all of our account executives, which helped me get the role too. Cause I know for a fact they were all like, give it to Jackie, don't hire someone else.
That's tight. So
I think just making relationships in your company, I went all over the place a little bit there, but that's like what's gonna get you the role.
That's awesome. All right, and what advice would you give to SDRs coming into the role?
Is that
fresh SDR, like fresh SDR. As an SDR, this is what you should do to be like the best SDR in the world. 100% yeah. quota.
Consistent personalization.
That's hard.
Yeah, it's super hard. I mean, it comes with a little bit of what we talked about, but most of the things, I would say 98% of the demos that I booked were because they were really personalized outreach.
Wow.
And so, awesome. I think if you get into the SDR role, you're like, crap, I gotta like get as many of these things out as possible because like I'm getting close to not hitting quota and all these things. But that's when you kind of like lose it. If you start spraying and praying and like it's half-assed work, it's gonna get maybe a lot less like reach than if you just were hitting like 10 people with super personalized messages. I think it depends on who you're selling to.
Real life yeah. Right there. I love it.
Yeah.
I was I don't know why I was thinking about this, but how much SDR work do you still have to do?
Oh gosh, all of it. I'm trying to figure that out right now.
yeah. In your situation may be a little different because you're a startup and you're walking into this role. So, but like, I think there's the idea that as an SDR, once you get moved into the AE role, that it kind of like, you kind of just, you know, don't have to do AE work anymore. Or you don't have to do SDR work.
Yeah, no, that's definitely not the case. If you're a good AE, you're doing your own prospecting. Like, period. But I don't have an SDR at all right now. So, who knows when that will happen.
Kill what you eat.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out how to balance that. I had crafted my SDR time very well, and I love being busy as a person, but I'm just getting the feel again for like, holy crap, I'm in meetings from like 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. When am I going to prospect?
Oh my gosh, that's gnarly.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I think don't ever expect to not prospect as an AE. I think you'll be way more successful if you're doing your own prospecting. Plus, hopefully, if you're using personalized outreach, those are going to be way easier to close because you're the one bringing them in from the get-go.
Yeah. That's awesome. I love it. Where can people find you if they want to reach out to you, pick your brain, anything like that?
Yeah, LinkedIn. I'm on there like 24/7 basically. So Jackie Aberry, you'll find me. I got a little wave emoji next to my name.
Jackie Aberry with the emoji. Watch out.
Yeah, and I love putting little personalized things in my LinkedIn headline. So it's an executive, but I have one of my roommates said the other day when I came downstairs that I have the human version of the Zoomies.
Oh my gosh.
You know how dogs have the Zoomies? They like run around super quick.
Oh my gosh.
That's me. I have a lot of energy. So
That's awesome. Well, thanks so much for coming on the show. It was great having you. We'll sign off, but you have a great rest of your day. Thanks so much, Jackie, for coming on, dropping the knowledge bomb. That was tight.
Yeah, thanks so much, Mark. It was really fun chatting.
Thanks for listening. If you were stoked, take a minute and give us a 5-star rating. Subscribe, share with your friends, and follow us on YouTube and LinkedIn.